USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former press secretary to the Ukrainian president is detailing alleged Russian war crimes.
The Ukrainian government has recorded 1,200 of war crimes committed in the Kyiv region only.
Yulia Mendel stating over 400 bodies have been recovered from the Kyiv suburb of Bukha for forensic analysis following the release of graphic footage. The Health and Human Services Department is launching a government-wide response to long COVID-19. HHS Secretary Javier Becerra explaining the objectives of this move.
Three main goals: improving care, services, and other support for individuals with long COVID, enhancing education and outreach among the public, private sector, and the medical community, and advancing research to support both goals.
USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The Senate has reportedly reached an agreement on another COVID-19 relief package that will total $10 billion. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says a deal breaker for Republicans will be an amendment for Title 42.
There'll have to be an amendment on Title 42 in order to move the bill.
Title 42 is a policy that allows the United States to deport illegal immigrants from countries where diseases like COVID-19 are spreading. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that it will lift the policy at the end of May. Republicans argue lifting the policy would encourage more illegal immigrants to cross into the United States from Mexico illegally. Sacramento police are announcing a third arrest after Sunday's mass shooting. Davion Dawson was arrested Monday. His involvement in the shooting, if any, is not yet known. So far, three men have been arrested in connection with the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are joined by former President Barack Obama at a White House event on how the Affordable Care Act saved families money on health care. President Biden calls on Congress to pass legislation that will continue to make health care more affordable for Americans.
Lower prescription drug costs, which is mentioned already, by allowing Medicare to negotiate prices for drugs that are on the market. We can do this. We should do this. We have to do this.
Biden also signing an executive order that will lower cost and expand eligibility. The president of France is taking action ahead of an upcoming election.
French President Emmanuel Macron, who faces an election on Sunday, has signed a ton of laws and measures aimed at tackling violent extremism and Islamist radicals in France. Rights activists almost immediately condemn Macron's actions, saying it gives law enforcement in France too much power and can shut down the Muslim population without any proper procedures. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The judge overseeing the trial of Daryl Brooks Jr., the Waukesha Christmas Parade suspect, doesn't want to wait. The judge on Monday refusing to delay the trial, which continues to be set for October. The judge has not yet decided if the trial will remain in Waukesha County. Brooks Jr.'s lawyers say there's no way he can get a fair trial in Waukesha. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.